Laura Loomer, feds should raid Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's home for aiding Antifa terrorists. By Alim Bokhari on June 4, 2020. Republican congressional candidate Laura Loomer, who is running in the GOP primary for Florida's 21st district, said that federal agents should raid the home of Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey over his platform's tacit support for the domestic terrorist Antifa movement. Jack Dorsey is aiding and abetting terrorist organizations by allowing for Antifa terrorists and Islamic terrorists to have access where they are promoting anarchy and lethal riots, said Loomer in a statement. In the middle of a national emergency, he is also censoring the commander-in-chief who is posting about the Army and National Guard responding to the riots. It's time for Jack Dorsey to be prosecuted for aiding and abetting terrorists and committing treason. Hashtag lock him up. Loomer, who has been banned from all major social media platforms including Twitter, Facebook, Instagram and YouTube as well as PayPal, Venmo, Uber, Lyft, GoFundMe, and Medium, has encouraged President Trump and other conservatives to join Parler, a new social network committed to free speech principles. Loomer, who calls her movement Twexit, said I am leading the charge to strongly encourage the President of the United States to get off Twitter and get on Parler to ensure uncensored communications with the American people. Until the government takes action against these publishers, the American people will continue to have their speech squelched unless they take the first step towards change by Twexiting and getting Parler. Twitter continues to tolerate multiple Antifa accounts on its platform, despite the fact that the Attorney General has branded the movement domestic terrorists, and its supporters have repeatedly been arrested for violence around the country. Twitter has yet to remove tweets or ban users who are calling for the looting of shopping districts in San Jose, California, despite the fact that the company was made aware of them days ago. The platform took over 18 hours to remove violent threats against a journalist, who was later attacked in her home. It has also not taken action on a tweet from far-left athlete Colin Kaepernick, who defended violent revolution and said that calls for peace will fall on deaf ears. Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alim Bokhari at his secure email address alimbokhari@protonmail.com. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.